You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God's power for salvation is made perfect in Jesus. Get more insight in week 5 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. All right, we are having our series, Beyond the Sign, and we are now on our 5th week, okay, of this series. Okay, I believe na mayroon tayong pag-uusapan na exciting topic today. But first, let's have a recap, okay, of our series on the first week. We've talked about yung wedding at Cana. Here, nakita natin how Jesus saved yung isang wedding when He turned the water into wine. And the truth about this story is that makita natin na parang insignificant lang yung ginawa ni Jesus, parang maliit lang. And yet, alam niyo ba na He wants to be involved in our lives. The same thing with all of us here. Sometimes, nakita natin na hindi naman ako famous, Pastor Mar. Simple lang naman ako. Minsan, hindi nga ako nare-recognize. Sometimes, even the things na nagagawa ko are so small. But I want you to tell you, kahit na sa tingin natin parang insignificant yon, still, Jesus wants to involve His life to you. Would you say amen to that? Okay? On the second week, we've talked about healing of the official son. Here naman, no, we've learned that the words of God are powerful. And hopefully, no, tayong mga Kristiyano who we are following Him, all the more mas na-excite tayo na magbasa ng salita niya. Why? Because we can always take Jesus at His word. Okay? We can trust Him or put our trust in Him. Because we've seen in this story, okay, when the official, okay, take Jesus at His word. Okay, ang result nito, His entire family believe and are saved. And hopefully, ganun din tayo, no? Makita natin, Lord, I believe in You. Probably, yung family mo are not yet saved yet, but just keep on believing the word of God. And the time will come that they will have salvation. Amen? All right, on the third week, we've discussed about healing at the pool on Sabbath. Here naman, we learned that that Jesus brings grace and rest to those people who are needing it. And napansin natin dito na it doesn't matter kung ano yung event that time. Sinasabi man nila na you cannot perform or do works on Sabbath. But all of us here learned that Jesus is Lord over the Sabbath. Okay, then on last week, we talked about feeding of 5,000. And we've learned that through Jesus, can you say it with me? Through Jesus, okay, we'll only find the ultimate, okay, fulfillment and satisfaction in our lives. Now today, we'll be talking about Jesus walking on water. Okay, so can I ask everyone to please stand right now? And I want you to open your Bible to John chapter 6, starting in verse 16. Sabi rito, when evening came, His disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they were frightened. But He said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take Him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Let us pray. Father, we thank You, God, for Your word today. Lord, help us, God, to see, Lord God, beyond the sign, Lord God, dito sa pag-uusapan namin. Help us to see, Lord God, more than the miracles, Lord God, who You really are, just like how You revealed Yourself, Lord God, to Your disciples. Lord, we ask You, God, that You speak to us individually. God, You open our hearts and our minds today. Lord, we just want to bless You, Lord God. Lord, thank You, God, that Your presence, Lord God, is here, Lord God, with us. We honor You today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Okay, just to give us a background, no, nung pinag-usapan natin, just like yung pinag-usapan natin last week about feeding of the 5,000, we all know na hindi lang 5,000 yung talagang nakakain because there were still children and women. And alam natin, during this time, pagka merong ginagawa si Jesus, He was being followed by a crowds, okay? And in this particular moment, makita natin dito na yung mga taong sumusunod sa Kanya, they have different agendas why they are following Jesus. For some, Probably they're really looking for their miracle and healing. Okay? For some, maybe are there just to watch what Jesus is doing. Some are there for fun. Diba? Just like yung pagka nagsisimba tayo before. Okay? Before, hindi tayo nakikinig. Okay? Doon sa mga nakagisnan natin na pinupuntan before because akala natin yung pagsisimba is just for fun. Okay? For us, there are people who are just a spectator. Okay? Walang pakialam. Basta nag-observe lang. There are some people who are just a fan of Jesus. I don't know, that time, no, habang bago siya mag-perform ng miracle, baka may hawak pa silang banner, Go Jesus! Go Jesus! Okay? Hopefully, wala naman sa ating ganun dito. Pag-a-attend, mayroon pang dalang banner, Jesus! Alright? So, now for some, came there and followed Jesus because they have experienced yung isang matinding miracle when Jesus provided for these 20,000 people. Okay? And probably, itong mga tao na to, nandun na sila mula nung time na naggagawa ng miracle si Jesus until such time na na-experience nila na, wow, antindi na ito ah. This is my first time na maka-witness ako ng isang miracle na yung 20,000 people ay nakakain. And yet the Bible said, meron pang mga sobra-sobra. Okay? And of course, hindi mawawala yung disciples niya who are also the main character of that story. Now, until all the people, in verse 14, sabi nila rito, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Think about this. Before nung nakakita nila si Jesus na nagpa-perform ng miracle, they were just thinking, antindi na itong mama na to. Okay? A man who can perform many miracles. Pero nung time na they were filled, okay, nakakain sila ng gusto, now nakita nila, this man is a prophet. Okay? Dahil lang napakain, okay, prophet na agad. And in verse 15, pagtinignan natin dito, it says they're perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king. Okay, sabi diyan, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Bakit? Kasi kahit na pinaplano pa lang ng mga tao, iniisip pa lang nila, okay, they're planning about making Jesus king. Si Jesus, automatically, he withdraw, okay, from the other mountain. Kasi alam niya yung inclination at saka yung motive ng puso ng mga tao. You know why? Because since the beginning, Jesus already knew, okay, his mission here on earth. Alam niya, the very reason why God the Father sent him here on earth, and that is to save us, the mankind. Okay? And ang mission niya is for him to die on the cross. So he cannot just embrace what these people are planning to do about him. That's why ganun-ganun na lang yung response niya. Okay? These people failed to see who Jesus was. Alam natin, in the entire history of Israel, okay, sanay na sanay sila na magkaroon ng king. Okay, remember, dun sa Book of Judges, every time they will sin against God, okay, God will raise someone to rescue them, especially to those people who are oppressing them. And until this point, okay, yung pa rin yung inaabangan nila. They were thinking na yung Messiah ang darating is a physical king or physical kingdom that will rescue them from the rulership of Romans. Pero here in this particular time, they missed the point. The Messiah was already with them. And yet, ang thinking nila, this is a prophet. Okay, alam natin, pag a prophet, that time, ang alam nila, just a messenger of God. Okay? But hindi nila na-recognize. Dahil lang, napakain sila. Gusto na nilang gawing hari. Di ba, same thing with all of us, people. Especially during election. Di ba, meron lang mabigay na basket ng sardinas. Okay na to, presidente na natin to. Okay na to, gawin na natin mayor to. Iloklok na natin bilang barangay captain. Nagbigay ng pandesal at saka kape. Okay, nabusog kami eh. Alright, then, after that, the real story unfolds at the Sea of Galilee. Okay, just to give us a background about Sea of Galilee, alam nyo ba, here in this place, the Sea of Galilee is greatly susceptible to sudden and extremely violent storms. Okay? Ibig sabihin, pagka naglayag ka dyan, all of a sudden, can you say with me, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, pwedeng a storm can arise. Okay? And same thing with all of us here. Minsan yung buhay natin, kahapon lang okay ka. Pagdating ng Friday, meron ka ng mga challenges. Kamag-anak mo ba yung Sea of Galilee? Di ba? Isang araw lang, masaya pa kayo ng wife mo. Pagdating ng Saturday, nag-iispadahan na kayo. May mga problema na. Away na to. Okay? Isang araw lang, excited ka na makita yung mga kaklase mo. Pagdating ng Friday, war-war na kayo. Galit-galit na muna tayo. All of a sudden, meron ng mga problema ang kinakaharap. That's why in verse 16, as we follow through, sabi na, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. And here's what the disciples have experienced. Okay? Habang naglalayag sila dun sa Sea of Galilee. Sabi dito sa verse 17, it was now dark. Can you say it with me? Dark. Huwag mo nang tingnan yung katabi mo. Hindi dark yan. Okay? It was now dark. And Jesus had not yet come to them. Okay, can I ask everyone to close their eyes? Kasi dapat ang plano ko, papapatay ko itong ilaw, kaya lang mahirap daw magsindi yung mga ilaw. Pwede ba natin saray yung mga mata natin? Come on, everyone. Don't worry. Walang kukuha ng mga gamit nyo. Nakikita ko sila. Okay, kung sino man yung katabi nyo, susumbong natin sa mga usher. Okay, come to think of this. While your eyes are closed, di ba, in darkness, we all know na it's so hard to see. Right? May nakikita ka ba ngayon? Unless, nag-i-sneak ka. Okay, no peeking, church. Okay, just close your eyes, di ba? Pag tinignan mo, it's so dark, totally dark, and it's hard to find a direction. Tama ba? Ang hirap. Hindi mo nga malaman pag gumalaw ka kung ano mangyayari sa iyo eh. Okay? Hindi mo alam kung meron nakatutok na daliri sa pisngay mo ngayon. Okay? Kasi ang dilim eh. Wala kang makita. And in darkness, it's so hard to do many things. Okay? You don't have any vision. You can't even plan. The worst is, we feel helpless. Especially if light is absent. Sige, bukas yun na yung mga tanyo. Di ba, it's the same thing with our lives. Di ba, if Jesus is absent and not with us, guess what? We will have a hard time facing our situation today. Okay? Even if masabi natin na meron tayong mga kaibigan, para katulad na itong picture na to, life without Jesus is like a world without sunshine. Hello? Di ba, it seems na parang nagiging dark yung paligid mo. Huwag lang magiging dark yung pag-iisip mo. Mahirap yun. Sabihin mo sa kaibigan mo, pag naging dark na yung pag-iisip mo, lumayo ka na. Okay? Now, to make it worse, hindi lang nila na-experience yung darkness, but sabi nyo sa verse 18, the sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. Okay? Madilim na nga, tapos maugoy pa yung alon. Sino sa atin rin na naka-experience ng gano'n? Naglalayag ka, probably, meron kang pupuntahan. Tapos, merong biglang bagyo na dumating. Alam niyo, when I was working sa accounting firm, siguro mga 10 years ago, meron kami parating company outing. Tapos one time, nagpunta kami sa Boracay, para sa Rumel. Okay, sumakay kami ng isang malaking barko. Tapos, at the middle of night, hindi po kasi ako sanay sumakay ng barko dahil nakakahilo, tapos hindi rin po ako marunong lumangoy. Okay, and that time, bukod dun sa mama na sobrang lakas maghilik, nararamdaman ko po yung alon. Hindi po ako makatulog. Tapos nung medyo lumabas kami, nung medyo nag-pick in kami, umuulan siya. So medyo hindi maganda yung feeling. And it's the same thing na naramdaman po ng mga disciples. Okay? The sea became rough. Think about this. Sometimes sa buhay natin, okay, we will experience roughness. Di ba? Sometimes there will be so much stretching that we can experience in our life. There will be problems nowadays na masabi natin, sobrang heavy to carry. Okay? There are finances that seems to be going down. Palit na palit, Lord. Parang hindi na nagkakasya. Relationships in the family are becoming like water and oil. Okay, hindi na mapaghalo. Ang dami ng gulo na nangyayari, ang dami ng away. Businesses are struggling. Collections are getting smaller and smaller if you're a businessman or a businesswoman. Bullying in the school are becoming stronger. Di ba kung estudyante ka ngayon, alam niyo po ba na hindi na po lalaki ang nambubullying sa mga eskwelahan? Alam niyo po ba yon, mga moms and dads? Mga babae na po ang nambubully sa school. In fact, sa Rizal ay alone na po, meron po ako na witness na kung batok-batukan nila yung mga kaklase na lalaki. Babae po ito, ah. Okay, sobrang tumitindi po yung bullying sa school kahit na meron ng law about bullying. Or probably, nagwo-work ka sa office because your day is so rough. Okay, feeling mo lahat ng office mate mo is against you. Di ba, papasok ko pa lang ng glass door. Kung tignan ka, mula ulo hanggang paa. Ano na to? Kung makatayo? Kung makasot ng tako? 5 inches? Tapos lalaki pala yun. Sabit. Diba? O kaya yung mga anak mo, di ba? It's so rough na o kaya yung mga pamangkin mo sobrang nagiging pasaway. Di ba? Sumbong kaya natin kay Maring Winnie. Gusto niyo ba kasamahan? Sumbong kaya natin itong mga bata na to. You know, to make it even harder. Are you following me? Naki-experience sila ng darkness, naki-experience sila ng roughness. Now, to make it even harder, sabi doon sa verse 19, okay, they've been rowing when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles. Alam nyo ba na dapat po kung walang storm, nakarating na sila doon sa kabilang pampang. Pero because there's storm and violent wind, okay, sobrang nag-struggle po sila magsagwan. Sino sa atin dito marunong lumangoy? Taas ang kamay. Okay, na-experience na ba lumangoy doon sa, ano, against the current? Di ba, ang hirap niyang, ano, ang hirap niyang lumangoy kahit na magaling kang, mag-floating or malakas kang sumipa. Sobrang hirap. And ganun yung na-experience sa mga disciples that time. Okay? Like, sa buhay natin, okay, lahat na sa work, na-promote, lahat na binigyan na increase, tapos ikaw wala pa rin. Ang tagal ko na rito ah. Yung office mate ko, kaisang taon pa lang, may increase na sa salary. Lahat ng mga classmates mo, nag-improve na sa grades. From Palakol, naging pilipit na. Ikaw hanggang ngayon, pulang-pula pa rin. Para kang mobile. Okay? Pulang-pula. Okay? It seems that things are not going your way. And you are ending up striving. Working so hard. As if you want to cross something in your life. And yet, hindi mo nakikita yung result the way you want to see it. Lahat na ng kapitbahay mo, nakapagpa-renovate na ng bahay. Ikaw hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin yung itsura ng bahay mo. Lord, what is happening? It seems that there's no favor coming your way. Things are not falling, okay, your way. Now, each one of us has a struggle of our own, tama? Minsan, hindi man natin makita. Yung iba, probably, mas mabigat. Yung iba, medium-medium lang. Yung iba, extra large. Ay, t-shirt na pala yun. Diba? Yung sitwasyon natin, probably, iba sa atin, masyadong mas tough yung pinagdadaanan. Kaya minsan, dinadaan mo na lang sa pag-iiyak. Diba? Nandun ka na lang sa isang sulok. Tapos, bilang tutugtog yung, kung wala ka na, nakasandal ka dun sa pada. Nagpipity party ka na dun. Diba? Just like the situation of the disciples, nagtongpats-tongpats na po yung sitwasyon nila. Nagpatong-patong na. From darkness to roughness. Tapos eto, hindi pa maka-move against the wind, against the storm. Okay? They were caught in the middle of nowhere. Okay? You know, church, when we go about this life without Jesus, life becomes darker. Hindi lang po kilikili yung umiitim. Pati po sitwasyon ng buhay, umiitim without Jesus. Okay? Life becomes tougher. And life becomes a struggle. So pag ganun po yung sitwasyon, what are you going to do? Kanino ka po magta-turn? Di ba? Lalong-lalo na kung alam mo, just like the disciples, na yung boat mo are being tossed back and forth by the strong wind, by the strong wave. Now this afternoon, we'll be looking at ano ba yung beyond the sign in this story. And first thing is that Jesus always comes to us in the storms of life. Verse 19b, sabi doon, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. Okay? You see, as the disciples were already exhausted that time, pagod na sila. Imagine that, sabi doon, for 3 to 4 miles. Sinasabi po ng mga Bible expert, probably they've been paddling for 9 hours now. At yung oras na yun, sabi, in the fourth hour, probably parang ano yun, alas tres na madaling araw hanggang alas sais, parang ganun eh. O nagsimula ng mga 9 ng gabi, papuntang madaling araw. Sobrang tagal na nung paglalayag nila. They were struggling. And all of a sudden, they saw Jesus walking on water. And guess what? They were terrified. And even if they were terrified, there's this something na they were reminded of. Okay? Kahit na meron papalapit na papalapit. Okay? Na tao sa kanila. Because they did not recognize it was Jesus. They were frightened. But they were reminded of something. Just like yung sinasabi sa Isaiah 43 verse 2. Sabi daw, when you pass through waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Or in other words, sabi daw, they will not sweep over you. Now, what can we learn here? Okay? What can we learn here? That storms, hardships, okay, and difficulties are part of our life. Even if we have Christ with us. Why? Because Jesus did not promise to us that life will become a bed of roses. Hindi niya sinabi na pag sumunod ka sa akin, bubuti yung buhay mo. O mawawala agad yung mga problema mo. Hindi naman ganun eh. Tama po ba? Yung iba nga sa atin eh. The more na nakilala natin si Jesus, parang mas nagdoble yung problema. And we have that question, Lord, why is it like that? Okay? Bakit ganun na lang? Okay? Remember, John 16 verse 33 said, in the world, you will have tribulation. Or in other translation, you will have troubles. But take heart. Say, take heart. I have overcome the world. This was Jesus speaking and encouraging the disciples. And it's the same thing probably that God is telling us. Take heart. I will overcome the world for you. Okay? I have overcome the world. In fact, when we are in the storms, ito yung chance for us, okay, to experience a remarkable life-changing with Jesus. In fact, every time na meron pong mga storm na dumating sa buhay natin, okay, ito po yung pagkakataon na we could get to know more Jesus. We could rely to Him. Alam po ninyo, no, kami pong mag-asawa, every time na meron po kami pinagdadaanan, halos nagkakaroon kami ng small revelation of who God is. In fact, every time na meron kaming mga storms in life, ang nagiging prayer namin, Lord, thank you that in this particular situation, we will be able to experience you in a greater way. Hindi namin po basta-basta lang tinitignan na negative. Oh, Lord, ano na mangyayari? Because that's our natural response. Every time na merong storm na dumarating sa buhay natin. Tama? Pero here, sometimes God is using, okay, yung storm as a tool para i-develop po yung faith natin o i-build up lalo yung faith natin o build up yung character natin. Not only that, but to transform some areas in our lives. You see, if there are storms in our lives, the Lord may not come at the time we think He should come because He knows when we need Him the most. Alam mo yung may mga time po na alam niya na may pagdadaanan tayo. Alam niya na matindi yung darating na challenges in our life. Pero sometimes, okay, hindi siya yung ura-urada agad na dumarating. Because alam niya, alam na alam po ni Jesus, alam na alam ni God kung kailan natin siya kailangan. Kaya nga, when we are experiencing challenges in life, okay, wag po tayong matin. Relax lang po kayo para hindi kayo mag-collapse. Okay po ba yun? Huwag po tayong matetense. Okay, relax lang tayo. Huwag natin pilipitin yung arm ni God na para, Lord, hindi ka na natutulog para lang, alam mo yun, makarni ka na answer kay God. Are you here, church? Okay, God knows yung perfect time nung pagpunta niya. That's why Jesus had waited until the boat was as far from the land as possible when all their hope was gone. In fact, here Jesus was just testing their faith, and this means removing every human props. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Sometimes, the very reason God allows things to happen in our lives, para makita po natin na we don't have any other option than Him. Na maintindihan natin na wala tayong ibang source, kundi Siya lang. Are you here, church? Alam niyo, no, last time, meron po akong narinig na news sa TV. I don't know kung napanood niyo to, na merong ini-interview na tita na ng isang babae na sobrang iyak siya kasi for the tita, alam niya itong pamangkin niya, ito yung nagpo-provide sa kanya. At saka sa entire family, siya yung nagpapaaral. And I think parang nasaksak ata yung ano, o binaril ata yung ano, yung pamangkin niya. And yung tita sobrang umiiyak siya, sobrang talagang yung puso niya nag-grieve. I'm not saying na will ni God yung nangyari dun sa babae na yon, but sometimes God allows it to happen para makita natin na we don't have any other option but Him. Yung makita natin na Siya lang yung kakapitan natin. Tayo kasi mga tao, no, dahil meron tayong work, meron tayong salary, meron tayong mga resources, sometimes we get to put God aside when things are going well, or alam mo yun, minsan pag may pinagdadaanan tayo, minsan hindi agad si Jesus yung default natin, natakbuhan. Dahil alam natin na meron tayong savings, meron tayong mga investments, okay, yun yung mga tinatakbuhan natin. Kung estudyante ka, minsan takbuhan mo yung kaklase mo sa project. Right, in fact, you can call on God. Pagka yung mga problema sa offices, instead of us crying out to God and asking Him for wisdom and grace, sometimes ang naririnig natin na salita yung boses ng mga kaibigan natin. I'm not saying that's wrong, but tayo as a Christian, our default should be crying out to God. Are you here? Praying to Him. Because we know Siya yung una magko-comfort sa atin. You say amen to that. But why did Jesus walk on water? Bakit ba Siya naglakad? Pwede naman na bigla na lang Siya sumulpot dun sa boat with them. Because Jesus wants to show the disciples that the very thing they feared, the raging seething sea, was merely a set of steps for Him to come to them. Okay? Kasi often, we fear the difficult experiences of life such as illness, loss of loved ones, and financial hardships, only to discover that these experiences can bring Jesus closer to us. That's why, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear this. If you have challenges today, if you have tough situations, just hold on there. Keep the faith on Jesus. Let me encourage you. The help is on the way. Okay, God sees what you've been going through. And the good thing about that is He's concerned. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, concerned sa'yo si Jesus. But also in the story, we can ask, why did they not recognize Jesus? Okay, bakit hindi nila na-recognize si Jesus? Akala ko ba sila yung pinakamalapit? Di ba? Bakit ganun-ganun na lang, hindi agad nila nakilala? You know why? Because at first, they were just sailing and their goal is to cross, okay, the other side of the lake or of the sea, going to the other mountain or going to Capernaum. And they don't have the concrete reasons with them why they are looking for Jesus. Basta ang ano lang nila, tara, punta natin si Jesus dun sa Capernaum. Pero they don't have that concrete reasons why. They fail to recognize Jesus because they jump into conclusion that His appearance is like a ghost. Grabe, merong multong naglalakad. Not only that, but fear sinks in their hearts because of the violent wind and storm. You see, church, fear, okay, and faith, okay, faith and fear cannot live in the same heart, for fear frequently blinds the eyes to the presence of the Lord. Sometimes when we have storms in life, there are two responses that we can do. Are we going to respond in faith or are we going to respond in fear? Okay, hopefully lahat tayo po rito, no? With Jesus on our side. Diba? We will respond in faith. Amen? Why? Because fear makes us not see and feel the presence of the Lord. Parang, alam mo, binablock ng fear. And sometimes we forget. Okay? Nakakalimutan natin na meron pala tayong God. Amen? Don't worry, church. God promises that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's why pag tinignan natin, ano ba yung beyond the sign dito? Yung beyond the sign dito is that Jesus will be present. Okay? And He will rescue us in every storms of our life. Di ba? Yun yung makita natin na beyond the sign. Kasi minsan nagiging norm na lang eh. Yung meron challenges, nagiging norm na lang, sinasabi natin, hindi, normal na to na may mga challenges, may problema, may struggle. But guess what? You can declare and command your situation in the name of Jesus. Okay? You can tell to your faith. Di ba? Look at Jesus. Look at the eyes of faith and see that Jesus is bigger than our storms. Amen? Second thing, Jesus reveals Himself as a God. Okay, verse 20, but He said to them, it is I, do not be afraid. Alam nyo ba, nung time na to, nung sinabi ni Jesus na it is I, sinasabi niya dun sa mga disciples na I am Jesus Christ. Okay? And sinasabi niya na I am the one and only whom people can call and be saved. In fact, in Acts 4 verse 12, sabi doon, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It is only through Jesus. Noong time daw na sinasabi niya yon. Okay, as if sinasabi niya kila Peter and the other disciples that I am Jesus Christ. I am the Lord. In fact, alam niyo ba yung words na it is I, ano daw to? It is a prelude or introduction to the seven I ams of Jesus. Because after this scenario, eto na po yung time na sasabihin ni Jesus na I am the bread of life. The following day, okay, I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And because of that, His disciples recognize that I am. They remember, oh nga, nung time ni Moses, that I am is the same I am that we know in Exodus. Sabi doon, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Meaning to say, yung beyond the sign po rito, na witness ng mga disciples that Jesus is not simply a miracle worker, but a God who gives eternal life. Okay, ito po yung beyond the sign yan. Hindi yung dahil dinify niya yung gravity at naglakad siya sa tubig. Okay, ang beyond the sign po rito, pinakita niya that He is God, He is the Savior, and He can help them through the darkness in their life, through the rough times in their lives, and through this, alam mo yan, yung rowing against the flow. This is the beyond the sign. Okay? Kaya nga tayo rin mismo in our life. Di ba? Ang tanong ko, how well do we know our God? Do we know that He is really our Savior? Do we really know that He is our Lord in our life? Or alam na lang natin yan pagka things are going well with us, tapos pagka may problema na, nakakalimutan natin that He is Lord and Savior. You see, what happened when Jesus got into the boat? In verse 21, sabi doon, they were glad to take Him into the boat. And immediately, the boat was at the land to which they were going. In other words, noong time that Jesus went into their boat, their fear was replaced with faith and joy in their hearts. And alam nyo, that will only happen in our lives when we allow Jesus to come into our boat. Okay, that will only happen if we allow Him to get into our life. Okay? Kaya nga, alam niyo, sa account ng Matthew, nung tayo na tumungtong, si Jesus dun sa boat nila, alam niyo kung ano yung sinabi ng mga disciples, truly, you are the Son of God. Iyon yung response nila. And you know what happened that time? Sabi dun sa account ng Matthew, they just worship Him nung time na tumungtong siya. How about us, church? Are we allowing Jesus, okay, to get into our boats? Okay, why must Jesus get into our boat? Simply lang po, because Jesus is the ultimate captain of the boat. Okay, He is the ultimate captain. Why is that? Because Jesus is assuring them that He is the one who is to come to them to get into their boats so that He can take control of the situation. You see, church, it is one thing that we should let Him get into our boat. It is another thing that we let Him hold the steering wheel of our lives. Sometimes kasi, no, it's easy na sabihin natin, sige, Jesus, come into my life. Pero when it comes to the area of lordship, we are having a hard time to give, okay, the steering wheel ng buhay natin. Sino po mga nagmamaneho dito? Sino po mga nagdadrive dito? Come on, can I see a hand right now? Di ba alam natin yung car, meron siyang tinatawag na driver seat and passenger seat. Alam niyo po ba yung life natin apart from Jesus? Before, we are the ones driving our lives. We are going in a direction that we know what's best for us. That at the end of it, it's a way to destruction. But when we say, Jesus, be the ultimate captain of my life. So all we need to do is to switch place with Him. Diba? We are asking Him, Lord, ikaw na yung mag-drive nung, ikaw na rito sa driver's seat. While ako na lang dun sa passenger seat. So that, Lord, during the storms of life, you will know, God, where my life will be going. Kasi alam niyo, church, the reality of the matter is, pagka po may mga storms in life, pagka hindi natin inalaw si Jesus na siya yung magmaneho, kahit na po Kristiyano tayo, minsan meron tayong sariling diskarte. Tama po ba? We have that discartation, you know? Diba? Yung nag-iisip tayo ng paraan, kasi minsan iniisip natin, talaga bang matutulungan ako ni God? Why don't you challenge Him and ask Him, are you here? Okay? Pag po sinabi natin, Jesus be the ultimate captain, this means that we no longer insist on being the captain but allowing Him to be the ultimate captain. Why? Because if Jesus is the captain, we can prevail over all complex situation ng buhay natin. Amen? That means that each of us, okay, nire-recognize natin na ano lang tayo, crew member na lang tayo. Sige, Lord, take your shot, God. Lastly, the very reason I'm asking you, okay, to let Jesus come into your boat, because He really wants to get in. He really wants to get inside of our life, inside of our boat, not for His sake, but for our own sake. Kasi alam ni Jesus, alam niya, maliligaw pa rin tayo. Diba? Kaya nga, minsan pag hindi mo lang nabasa yung Bible mo eh, nadidiskaril na tayo minsan eh. Tama ba? Hindi lang tayo makapag-pray in a day. Nadidiskaril na yung buhay natin. Eh, how much more pagka hindi natin inallow si Jesus to take in control. You see, our Lord Jesus is just thinking of our benefit, not His own benefit. Amen? Come on, let's just pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are here right at this moment, Lord. We have to say thank you. Because alam mo, Lord, Panginoon, kung ano yung meron sa amin, alam mo kung ano yung sitwasyon namin. Salamat, Lord Jesus, because, Lord, you promises, Lord God, to never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, you promises to go with us even in our dark situation, even in our rough situation, Lord God, and challenging ones. Thank you, Jesus, that at times, Lord, hindi kami matatakot because Lord, we know, God, that you are on our side, God. In fact, you said in your words, if God is with us, who can be against us? Lord, thank you. Even right at this moment, we are putting our confidence back to you, God. Lord, and we even asking God for, Lord, we're asking for forgiveness. Lord, we say sorry, God. At times, Lord, na, Lord, napuput aside ka namin, God. That we are entertaining fear instead of responding in faith. Father, thank you, Jesus, that you are the God who came here on earth to relate with us. Also, we thank you that you are revealing yourself to us little by little. Lord, and we are asking that you help us to see with our own eyes, God, who you really are, not only to see, but to experience you in a greater way. Now, if you are here today, you may have that fear, you may have that worries in your life. I want you to come into the presence of God right now. You may say, Lord, I have these challenges. Can you take this moment to come to Him and say, Lord, would you please come into my boat? Would you take control, God, of this situation? Church, He's just waiting for us to call. And I believe this is the moment for us to do that. This is an opportunity for us to say to Him, Lord Jesus, here's my dark situation. Lord, here's my rough situation as well, God. Here are my challenges. Help me with this. You can even ask God right at this moment for His grace to abound in you. For the Bible said that His grace abounds, especially in the time of weakness. Lord, thank you, God, for this time. Lord, thank you, God, that we can offer to you, Lord God, our situation, Lord God, your challenges, in the name of Jesus.